Welcome, everybody. Share number 1303 in the writing is share number 455455. Okay, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. So we are basically trying to finish off the halachas of eating bread, eating what is covered by the bread in the middle of the meal. We're almost at the end. I just want to talk about the next, a real quick thing in an item which comes up, an action which is done by simchas, which one has to be careful. Many times that is simcha, wedding, bar mitzvah, whatever it might be, shevet brachas. A lot of times the caterer will put down little pieces of diced bread in a basket. And those pieces are right next to the sink. In other words, like, I wash for bread and then I eat the piece, the diced bread. You know, so there's a little piece of diced bread in the basket right by the sink, right where people wash. So it's made apparently to make the bracha of hamotzi. Now, it's definitely not the preferable thing to make the hamotzi on that bread. We'll see the various different issues that could come up with it, and we'll go through them. But one should be aware of that. And in other words, so where do you make the hamotzi? When you go to sit down, usually you have a bilkala, you know, you have people don't have a whole challah, but you have a little bilkala, something like that, or even a piece of rye bread, whatever it might be. But they usually at a simcha, you have a bilkala, and that's where the hamotzi should be made. If it's a piece of rye bread or whatever the case is, to make the hamotzi on that. But be it as it may, but those little pieces of bread are problematic. There are quite a few problems which come up. Firstly and foremost, and most importantly, actually, we spoke about in the last shiur, if one does not eat at least a kezayis of bread, b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period, right, at some point during the course of the meal, and preferably right in the beginning of the meal, which we said the reasons why, then they would have to make a bracha on each individual item of the meal, right? They have to make a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. So the small pieces of bread at the sink, in the basket, are not a kezayis. I mean, maybe even if you'll take two pieces, you know, you have to take probably like, you know, quite a few pieces to get to a kezayis. But one of those diced pieces of bread, or even two, is not going to add up to a kezayis. So the small pieces on the basket are not a kezayis. And many times a person might make a hamotzi. They'll wash, make on til sadaim, fine. They'll make the hamotzi and they'll take the piece and they'll make the hamotzi. And the piece is less than a kezayis, and possibly they'll go and sit down, and they'll just forget to eat more bread during the course of the meal. Listen, I made my hamotzi, and now I go eat. Oh, look at all the delicious foods at the table, whatever the case is. And it's sometimes a person, especially by a simcha, you start talking to somebody, this and that, and before you know it, you forget to eat a kezayis of bread, b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period, and it comes out. Now all the foods that you're eating need a bracha before, need a bracha after. Then they're going to have to make a bracha, right, like we said before. And not just that, person will bench. And you can't bench if you did not eat a kezayis of bread, b'chdei achilas pras, under the 4-minute period at some point. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind. We'll try and get into next year, Bezrus Hashem, some other issues which could come up if one only eats the small piece of bread. It's not only this is the worst part of it, if you want to call it. You know, the person will eat that piece, that little piece, less than a kezayis, and then they just flat out forget. Things come up, people talk, and this and that. You know, it's at a simcha, it's Baruch Hashem, gesunta hate. Everybody's happy, we're talking, schmoozing, whatever, and the person just flat out forgets. And all these things come up. The birchas hamazon can't be made, birchas hamazon may be before, bracha has to be made afterwards. And again, next year we're going to go into more issues which could come up, by making the hamotzi on those pieces of bread at the in the basket right by the sink. So again, we're not looking here to make a issue for caterers or make a problem for caterers. You know, I myself years ago as a young boy, my father, Olav Shalom, Ben Havdel L'chaim L'chaim, my brother, whatever, they're in the catering business, so we know how it is. But one should be careful and be aware. And again, like I said, next year we'll see some more issues which could come up if one relies on the hamotzi for those little pieces of bread, but in the basket by the sink. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Kol Tuv.